National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome you back. Another hour getting started here. Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum talking buckets last hour and what we didn't really get into so much. And if you're new to the hour and you're just joining us, welcome. We do appreciate you joining us. Talking bucket two last hour. And what we really didn't do was, get into so much why buckets is the preferred method for us. We may talk about that this hour, although I have a lot of other stuff to get to, including some things on required minimum distributions for spouses, spousal beneficiaries. Talked a little bit about that last week, and so we'll get into that perhaps a little bit later on this hour. And anything else that's on your mind, we're here for you, here to talk to you about your portfolio. If you've got questions or comments, concerns, you want to make sure that you can get there from here. You want to make sure that you have the right Social Security strategy. You want to know if you should do. We had a couple of questions last hour on Roth conversions. Is it a good idea to do a Roth conversion? How do I know that a Roth conversion is right for me? Some stuff that we also talked about last week. Well, you can give us a call right here. Lines are open for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And, of course, emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You'll see a link there that says find your answer. Also, we had some questions last hour or last week, I guess, on and they all came during this hour, so I'll talk about it maybe just a little bit here. The tax proposal, this new tax proposal.
Do we know anything more about it today than we did last week?
No, all we know is some of the ideas that were in there. If you ask any of the people who are trying to pass it, they'll say, well, I'm not sure I know everything that's in there either. That's good. That's always good. But I have a couple of things that may help you, I suppose, if you're if you've got a decent amount of money. And which, oddly enough, this proposal was put together by a bunch of people with gobs and gobs of money.
Amazing.
It really is, isn't it? I'll run down some of those things. And just for your edification, just because we had some questions on this from people asking us how this might affect them or not affect them. So we've got that, and I give you the phone numbers, 877-PLANNER, emails at our website, wealthed.com. And if you want to speak with Professor Plum off the air, you can get in touch with him. In fact, right now, as a matter of fact, give him a call, 800-644-1150. Well, maybe not you directly, Professor Plum, because I've got you sort of tethered to the anchor desk here. But if you want to get in touch with an advisor that knows Professor Plum really, really well, and we'll work with him and we'll work with you as well on whatever is ailing you in your portfolio. Maybe nothing. Just find out, 800-644-1150. That's why you have a plan. Talk to them off the air, make an appointment, and find out what is or is not missing from that plan. Do you have the way, the means, to get there from here? And is that portfolio going to last you the rest of your life? You hope. You want it to. You don't want to be worried about paying the bills when you're 83, 84 years old, and you feel like you got a lot of time left, but you're looking at your retirement portfolio and thinking, man, I mean, I am one downturn away from begging on the streets here. I mean, I'm using hyperbole, but maybe not. Maybe not. So set it up properly. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. And on the air, 877-PLANNER. Before I get to the tax stuff here, this is from EBRI. Employee Benefit Research Institute, which I like to do early in the week because this is when they send me this stuff. This is something different from the usual 401k stuff, Professor Plum, that I hear. But U.S. job tenure ticks down. It's at 5.1 years right now.
So the average tenure in a job is 5.1 years?
Yes.
Then we switch jobs.
That's it. The typical American worker stayed at their job just over 5 years. That was last year, which was down slightly from the record high since 1983, which was set in 2014. So apparently that's a long period of time to be at your job, 5.1 years. They said specifically, we found that the median tenure, which is the midpoint, so you got half above and half below, right? The median tenure for all wage and salary workers ages 25 or older with their current employer was 5.1 years in 2016.
Huh. I was meeting with somebody the other day who's 58 and getting ready to retire, and they've been with the same employer since they graduated college at age 22. Now, the employer has changed because it's been bought out.
I've had the same building, same desk,
basically since 1982-ish.
I actually kind of like that. I think that's a cool thing. Now the high was 5.5 years, and that was set in 2014. So it's down a little bit from that a couple of years ago. The low was back in the year at 4.7 years, and that was spanning all the way from 1998 to 2002. So that's how long people were. So, I mean...
But, you know, having this five-year issue really puts a crimp on your ability to save, because in many cases you're not eligible to save in the 401k for 6 months to a year. Then you just get saving and you quit. What do you do with that old... What do you do with that old 401k, John? What do you do? I mean, maybe look into a webinar that can help you with that?
Well, that's actually, I mean, you're joking, because there's going to be a webinar appearing shortly at computer screens and movie theaters near you, starring Professor Rick Plum, probably Ray Lucia Jr., and tell you about that very thing. But, you know, you're laughing about that, but it is true.
You can accumulate accounts from all of
them.
I remember, this hasn't been recently, it was maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, ran into a retiree that had... I mean, he had to have 15 or 20 different IRAs. And the reason was, every time he made an IRA contribution of $2,000, he made a new IRA contribution to a brand new IRA. He didn't know that you could contribute to the same account and build up in one account.
Really?
He just kept, you know, new accounts, and he had all these accounts everywhere, and then he had 401ks at a couple different employers. Like, how do you manage this?
I mean, he answers, I don't know.
He goes, I add it up. I don't know. I don't even know what's in half of them. And so, it, you know, he needed to take control, but the first thing he needed to do was just get a handle of what is it that you have. And when you have that many accounts, and maybe you work at an employer for 4 or 5 years and you leave and you've built up more than $5,000, you can leave the money there. And so you've got all these different 401ks out there. It's more common than I would have expected when I'm
it
speaking
really
with
is.
A retiree, and they say, you know, you go through the accounts, they say, yeah, it's everything, and then you come back and present a plan and say, oh, by the way, while we're in the week since you... I remember I had another one, or a pension over here, or another 401k.
401k, yeah.
It's just like they're finding money. It's coming out of the... Because they've had so many accounts, they can't keep track of them.
Well, you think about somebody who maybe has been, on average, with a company for 5 years. Let's just put it that way. And they've been working for the last 30 years. Well, that could be, you know, on average, it could be 5 or 6 different 401k plans. And then you get out to retirement, or you're getting close to retirement, and you're looking at this stuff, and you're saying, I've had this in there. The money's grown, and I've always kind of left it alone because I like the investments, or it was too much of a hassle.
Or I forgot about the
investments. Well, doggone it, guess what? I'm retiring, or I'm almost 70 and a half, and none of these companies want to deal with my required minimum distribution.
Or how do I go about calculating the RMD and taking it from every single account? Can't I just take a big distribution from this account and satisfy all the rest? The number's the number.
It's
the same number.
You cannot. That's the thing, and this is another reason why you would have a decision to make with your 401k. Because you might have 3, 4, 5, I don't know. I mean, that's a lot, but there are people that have those. And you've got, when you get to required minimum distribution age, you've got a required minimum distribution from each of those 401ks based on their ending balance of the previous year. Now, IRAs, you can lump them all together. I mean, your non-Roth IRAs. whatever you have in the non-Roth IRA world, you can lump all together. But that's why, Professor Plum, some people decide, you know, I think I should just take all these 401ks and I should roll them somewhere.
Right.
To make it easier.
Because it does become, and for some people, it's not just about being easier for themselves
to manage.
The investment.
Or their heirs.
It's for their heirs, because how do your heirs know where all those accounts are? I mean, if you don't know where they all are, how does your surviving spouse, how are they going to know? So getting organized, getting it, and in some cases, keeping it a little bit more simplified is a benefit to you, but it's a huge benefit to your heirs. So working on both sides of the equation during your life and then passing it on, let's keep things simple. Let's focus on what you need to have accomplished within your goals and your life, given what you've been able to save.
And this idea of a rollover decision, Professor Plum, is one that, you know, should be considered, I think, for people, especially if maybe they aren't all that thrilled with the investments in their 401k. They feel maybe a little bit limited, I don't know, which you are in many respects inside your 401k. Whereas if you have it inside an IRA, you pretty much have the run of whatever investments you want.
Which also makes another side of it, it can be more difficult because you have so
the
many
choice,
options.
Right?
I know that some 401ks only offer 5 options, and it's fairly simple to create your accumulation strategy. It doesn't work so well on the distribution. Others have 500 options, and it's difficult to analyze all those options and figure out what it is you want to use.
It seemed like my 401k had that, by the way. Luckily, I'm young enough where I could just say, give me the aggressive growth and stick it in there. I'm not going to worry about it. But it's going to be an issue in 6-7 years, I would suggest. Okay, all right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Where's the time going? Give us a call. Talk to you about your portfolio when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are 3 critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top 3 concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month, based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Kidding. Here with you on Bucket Strategy Investing. And we're getting some emails here. After the bottom of the hour, we'll cover just a little bit of what's in this. I don't even want to call it really a tax plan because it's
an outline, and we're not exactly sure of everything about it yet.
Yeah, we're not sure.
We have speculations.
Some of it may be there. Some of it may not. My guess is probably a lot of it won't, because there's something in it for everybody to hate, I would suggest. Especially that whole non-deductibility of state taxes.
Or the potential of losing your personal exemptions in there, too. They didn't come out and say, we're getting rid of the personal
exemptions. But they aren't listed, right?
But they said, we are trying to get rid of all deductions and exemptions. The ones we're saving are the charitable and the mortgage interest. But that tends to make you believe that the personal exemptions may or may not be there available.
Well.
And the whole idea of doubling the standard deduction, but taking away the exemption.
What difference does it make?
That's talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah, it really
is. Which is perfect for a politician.
That's exactly what they do. And they're just kind of hoping you won't notice. So, okay, let's get to a couple of emails here. We'll do that perhaps after the bottom of the hour. Oh, let's see. Bruce, Missouri City, Texas. I'm 59 years old, fully retired. Hey, good for you, Bruce. In good health and married, but no children. I'm considering a long-term strategy of converting all of my traditional IRAs to a Roth by the time I turn 70 and have to begin taking required minimum distributions. I currently have about a third in Roth, but I think I should possibly convert the remaining traditional sooner rather than spreading it out over the next 10 years, leading to my age of 70. In my view, the Roth is the best kept secret investment strategy out there, and not nearly enough take advantage of it. What do you think? Well, what we don't know, Professor Plum, is tax brackets.
Yeah, we don't know how much is in. He said a third of it is currently in a Roth IRA. Well, that means two-thirds of it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about doing it sooner rather than later. He's 59, so he's got about 10, 11 years between now and when he gets to his required minimum distribution. And so should he do it over the next 2 or 3 years instead of over the next 10 years? Well, that goes back to something John said. What is your tax bracket and how much is in the IRA? I want to use the tax bracket to my advantage. I don't want to hurt myself by pushing myself into a much higher bracket. And that all depends on what is my current bracket and how large is my current IRA. Now, I don't necessarily need to convert 100% of the current traditional IRA to Roth IRA. I just want to convert enough of it so that the RMDs are low enough that it keeps me out of a bad tax bracket in retirement. So now it's just a matter of what sources of income. Do I have a pension? Will I have a large Social Security? He's not on Social Security yet. So where's the income coming from to live off of while we're dealing with this potential conversion? Am I living off of personal assets? Do I have enough personal assets to live off of? Do I have a pension? All these come into play as far as how much I need to or will convert between now and when I get to 70. I don't mind converting it all sooner rather than later if I can do it without shooting myself in the foot from a tax standpoint. If I had, $600,000, and $400,000 of it is currently in traditional IRA. Converting $200,000 a year for the next 2 years, I don't think is a good idea. I think doing $40,000 a year over the next 10 years, or maybe even $50,000 a year over the next 10 years, would probably be a better deal because it wouldn't hurt me as much from a taxation standpoint. It wouldn't jump me so high. But if it's $60,000 and I've got room to do $30,000 or $40,000 a year without, you know, bracket creep, so to speak, sure, do it all in the next 2-3 years rather than wait 10 years. It's not a matter of trying to just arbitrarily say, I want it done in 2 years, regardless of the tax hit. It's all about the taxes and what's going on. And like I said, I don't need to drop it down all the way to zero before I get to 70.5. If I've got, let's call it $1 million in traditional IRAs right now, do I need to have it all converted to zero by the time I'm 70.5 or the year I turn 70.5? No, because what if my other income is personal portfolio and or just coming from Social Security at that standpoint? Now, if it's just coming from Social Security at that time and at age 70, and you know I've got a little bit of IRA left, okay, so I've got $200,000 left in my IRA. What's my required minimum distribution? $8,000? At $8,000 distribution with just my Social Security left, I'm still in a 0% tax bracket. So do I want to pay taxes today when I could have taken it out in the future at zero? That doesn't work that way if I have a pension now, though. So, you know, when we're talking to Bruce, we need to know a little bit more. Where is the income coming from? Do you have pensions? Are you looking at, obviously you're deferring your Social Security, you're not even eligible for it right now. And how large is your IRA? Mm-hmm. All of these come into play.
Yeah, they do. And tax brackets especially. And I like Bruce's idea, though, to at least get it converted by the time he's required
minimum distribution
age. Or at least
get the majority of it converted.
Yeah, well, as much as you can. But the question becomes, how much in taxes do you want to pay right now?
And now, I think the fact that he has no kids comes into the play. He said he's married, but no children. So he's not looking to leave a huge legacy and create this big tax-free legacy for his kids. He's looking to do what's best for him and his mm-hmm. spouse. Now, as I mentioned, is paying tax on $200,000-$300,000 a year for the next 2-3 years just to get it all over a million-dollar portfolio over to an IRA fast the best thing? Probably not. Is converting $30,000 a year to get that $60,000-$100,000 IRA over? Yeah, that could work. It's all about how big it is and how large, what other income you have.
Yeah, we talk about, just to nutshell this a little bit, we talk about spending the bracket. So whatever tax bracket you're in, you look at it, and you say, okay, I'm, you know, single, okay? How much room do I have? Well, I'm in the 15% tax bracket, and I'm doing just fine. And I've got, I don't know, let's look at it, and say maybe $15,000. If I go up above $15,000, it's going to put me into the next tax bracket. So if I want to stay in the $15,000 tax bracket, the 15% tax bracket, I need to make sure that I don't, you know, go over that. I mean, at least stay as close as I can. And keep in mind, too, Professor Plum, that if you're in a 15% bracket and you want to sell a capital asset, you have a pretty good capital gains tax treatment right now.
Currently, that capital gains tax is zero. And right now, though, at 59, it's a great time. He's fully retired. I'm assuming his spouse is fully retired as well. Now's a great time to think about doing conversions because you have a very true bracket, a very clean tax return, because you don't have Social Security muddying up the works.
Yeah.
And saying, well, that dollar of conversion actually cost me, you know, $1.85 of taxable income, and so it's a real clean way to do it. So I do like doing it in the next couple of years up to the appropriate bracket, but that may not mean to do 100% of it over the next 2 or 3 years.
No, and somebody might ask, well, wait a minute, why bother anyway? Why am I paying taxes now when I could just kick the can down the road and do it at age 70?
Well, if I can pay 0% today, 15% today, whereas if I don't, it doesn't sound like he needs the IRA. And so if he leaves it grow, it's going to potentially more than double in the next 10, 11 years, and his required minimum distribution on top of whatever income he's got coming in today, on top of by then the Social Security for each of them, that could jump our brackets up dramatically. So if I could do it to 15 today instead of paying 25 or higher later on, I think that's a good deal.
I think it's a much better deal.
And he's right. I like the idea of the Roth. Isn't an investment option, but it's an investment account.
Yeah.
And you can put almost any investment you want inside of it.
As for those not nearly enough taking advantage of it, I don't know if that's the case, but it could be, Bruce. You are correct, though. It is a wonderful investment strategy for many people, for the right people. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Take your calls, more of your emails, taxes, etc. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about all manner of strategy, investing, buckets, etc., etc. And one of those things happens to be Social Security. I want to remind you that we have the webinar still up there. We're going to leave it up there for just a little while longer because we've had so many people still looking at it and just keeping an eye on the traffic there. It really hasn't slowed much. I mean, maybe a little from when we first put it up there, but enough people are still logging on and watching this for the first time that we're going to leave it up there on our website for a little while longer. Just for you folks, wealthed.com is where you go. And the title, in case you've missed it, and we've had it up there for a while, so you're just a little late, but it is called 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Social Security. And it does exactly that. It tells you how to navigate at least the first 9 steps that you need to know. Watching this, I would suggest that there must be 3, 4, maybe even 5 or more of these steps that will be pertinent to you, including things like full retirement age, taking a spousal benefit, potentially taking a survivor's benefit, things like that, how many years you need to work in order to get a benefit, all that stuff. So you want to watch it and learn about this stuff. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Social Security. It's available for you on demand. All you got to do is go to wealthed.com. Sign in or whatever it is you got to do. It shouldn't take more than a few seconds and you'll be in. You'll be watching it. You can watch it anytime you want. Once again, you go to wealthed.com. All right, before I get to this tax proposal, we were talking RMDs just a moment ago. Aaron in San Jose, California, had a quick question on RMDs. Since you were talking about it, want to know how are required minimum distributions calculated in 30-year T-bills since only interest can be withdrawn? I've got about $75,000 in my pre-tax IRA, and I'll have to start taking distributions next year. I just turned 70 last week.
Well, the calculation has absolutely nothing to do with what the underlying investment is. The underlying investment could be anything. They don't care for that. It's a calculation that says we take last year, if I'm 7.5 or older this year, I take last year's ending IRA balance divided by a life expectancy factor that the IRS gives us. So if I'm 70 this year, I don't turn 71 before the end of the year, I have to take my last year's balance divided by a factor of 27.4, and that's the number that has to come out of my IRA. They don't care how it comes out, so you have a couple of options. If you have enough cash, you distribute cash, if that's what you want. If you don't have enough interest being earned, as you've said on your T-bills, because the required minimum distribution the first year is just a little under, you know, a little under 4%. So let's say it's 4, and your T-bills are earning 2. So you're earning only half the amount that needs to be distributed. Well, at that point, you have a choice. Either you sell some of your T-bills to create the cash if you want to distribute cash, or instead of distributing cash, you just distribute some of the T-bills. You distribute, you know, if you had a $100,000 IRA and it's made up of a bunch of treasury bills, you distribute $4,000 worth of the treasury bill, the value of the bill, and just don't sell it. Just move it from your IRA account to your personal account. It creates a taxable event when the asset moves from one registration to the other. And that taxable event satisfies the required minimum distribution. There's no requirement that you sell anything. Mm-hmm. The requirement is that you distribute something.
You pay tax on it.
The minimum required distribution or the required minimum distribution doesn't say cash. You don't have to spend it. You have to distribute something. You have to create the taxable event. And so you either sell it to cash and distribute cash, or you change the ownership on a percentage of the portfolio, certain securities, and move those securities from your IRA to your personal account without selling them, that value on that day that moves out of your IRA is the taxable event. And if it's large enough, the taxable event satisfies the required minimum distribution. So yeah. You don't have to sell anything.
Yeah, I remember a case a long time ago, somebody who in their 401k, they were retired, and they left their company 401k there, and it was in for this one particular 401k just had solely had company stock. And they didn't want to get rid of it. They didn't want to sell it because they liked it. And they said, well, you know, what am I supposed to do here? I have a required minimum distribution, and I don't want to get rid of this stock. Well, exactly what you said, Professor Plum. All you do is you move it out of the IRA, put it into your personal account. You do not have to sell the actual security in order to satisfy it.
And that's why for people who do not need the income from their IRAs, most of the people that are complaining about the required minimum distribution are people who do not need the income. They've got the income covered from other sources, pensions, Social Security, and the like. I mean, they say, well, I don't want to take this required minimum distribution, and how do we go about doing it? Well, you don't you have to take the RMD, the required minimum distribution, but you don't have to sell anything. And if it's a stock that you like, you know, one of the best times to actually be distributing securities from your IRA as the required minimum distribution was, you know, 2009. Why do I say that? Well, because I didn't want to sell them. And let's say I had a stock. Let's say I just had an S&P index, you know, fund. And you know, we learned the other day that it was down, what, 56%?
From the high, it lost 56, 57%, something like
so
that.
So from the beginning of 2008 to the end of 2008, I could have taken a distribution of an asset. Maybe it was worth $100,000 to begin with, and now it's only worth, you know, $60,000. Well, I move money out of my account, and then it goes down a little bit more between then and March 9th, but then it starts coming back. And this is a case where I wanted to remove an asset that was down. I didn't need to spend it. I'm not selling it. But I removed a big chunk of my IRA and put it into my personal account. And when it recovered, all of that recovery happened in my personal account, not my IRA. And because I didn't like my required minimum distribution in the first place, I didn't want the recovery so much happening in my IRA, because then all that does is make my RMD greater later. By taking it out with a security in kind that then recovers in your personal account, that recovery isn't part of my required minimum distribution the next year. So it helps me in all respects. Now, hopefully it recovers, right? And if it does recover and I ultimately sell that account or that asset, what did I just create as far as a taxable event? Did I create the same taxable event as I would have taken if I pulled money out of my IRA later? No, that's ordinary income coming out of the IRA. Selling a capital asset that I've held for a long time creates long-term capital gains. Long-term capital gains currently are at a lower tax treatment at all times than a distribution from an IRA, the taxability of a distribution. And if I happen to hold on to it, if it recovers and I hold on to it and I pass it on to my surviving spouse or to my heirs down the line, they, under current law, don't have to pay any taxes on that appreciation or the recovery. So it's a matter of, if your account is not earning enough in actual cash flow to meet the required minimum distribution, and obviously you're not spending anything more than the current cash flow, you're going to have to either sell some of the securities within your account to create cash flow, to create cash to distribute, or just re-register some of the securities in the name of the IRA to your personal name. That re-registration from one type of an account to another is a taxable event, and that is that can be used to satisfy a required minimum distribution.
Yeah, that is the required minimum distribution. All it is it's not a required minimum sale. It just means distribute it. Take it out of your IRA, take it out from underneath the umbrella, let it get wet with taxes, and then you can, you know, from there on out, do whatever it is that you want to do with it.
Now, obviously, if I'm distributing an asset in kind that's creating a taxable event, I'm not doing any withholding on that. And I'm going to have to pay the taxes due on that RMD from some other source, either from my pension, my Social Security, my savings, or just my quarterly payments, however. So some people don't like that idea. Well, unfortunately, you have a choice then. Either sell the asset, now you can do withholding on it and distribute it at the same time, or distribute the asset in kind, and meet your tax obligation from some other source.
You just write a check in some cases, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of what your ordinary tax bill
is. Use that 2% in cash flow that the T-bills were creating, or 1% or whatever it was, to help pay the taxes.
Can you offset it with, you know, some losses and stuff? I mean...
Well, you can use $3,000 of capital losses on your personal account.
Right, so...
But that's
yeah.
not going to help. You would have been able to use those $3,000 to offset other income anyway.
Yeah, that's so it doesn't necessarily help. Now, Congress wasn't even aware of this idea. We like to bring this up because why not? Stick it to them. They, back in 2009 or 10, maybe it was 10 and 11.
Well, 2008, when the market crashed in 2008, they wanted to show that they were doing something beneficial to you. So they suspended the required minimum distribution for 2009, saying this is not a time to sell out of your portfolio in 2009 after this big downturn. Well, you didn't have to sell out of it. Obviously, the only people that they were talking to were people who did not need the cash flow to begin with. Because anybody who needed the cash flow, who cares about the RMD? I need the cash.
I'm going to be taking more.
I'm going to probably take more than the RMD anyway. So they were only talking to people who do not need to spend the RMD when they did this. And those people would have been better off actually taking money out of their IRA in 2009,
uh-huh.
paying a little tax on it if it was an asset that was down, re-registering in kind, and letting it recover in their personal account. And maybe... You know, we bashed on Congress being stupid. Maybe they were just more Machiavellian than we want. They wanted to keep that money in the IRAs to recover in the IRAs so they could get more tax dollars down the line. I know. That's giving them probably too much credit.
That's your thought.
No, it's a conspiracy idea.
It is a conspiracy
idea. I'm not saying it's true.
They don't need tax dollars. All right. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch your free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now, on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing, here talking to you. Today we covered a good deal about bucket number two, and if you miss it, you can check it out at wealthed.com, I do believe. But anyway, if you miss it, you can also give us a call right here. What do you put in bucket two? We talked about that and the reason you need to have a bucket number two. Seems to be neglected on occasion by people who promote bucket strategies. And I don't know why.
Because it's one of the harder ones to deal with, because over a 6, 7, 8 year time horizon, you think, well, I should just be able to get a good rate of return out of the stock market. And in many cases, you can. It's those opposites of many cases that we're worried about.
Yeah, I mean, how can you go from, you know, the safety, relative safety and liquidity of bucket one to jump right into, you know, some kind of just balanced portfolio? I mean, what's the point?
Pure stock portfolio.
Or pure stock portfolio. I'm thinking of what you've done if you don't set it up properly. You had your pure balanced portfolio, take a little off the top each time and rebalance and do all that stuff.
Well, that's the common way to do it.
The common way to do it. And so they said, yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, yeah, we should have a couple years of safety. So we're just going to tack on, say, 2-3 years of CDs. There you go. Or money market. There you go.
Well, that's better than not having it, but is it enough?
Well, I would say not, because what are you going to do? I mean, eventually you got to refill bucket one. What are you going to refill it with? Are you going to wait until it's completely empty and then sell?
And then hope that your balanced portfolio has recovered by then?
There's no guarantee that 3 years is going to do that.
And there's no guarantee that 7 will either, but 7's a better chance than 3.
Well, it sure is, especially, by the way, especially if you're moving from something that's not an equity portfolio into something that was actually had, you know, some guarantees, although needed some time. So anyway, just keep in mind. Oh, and by the way, and then people who do that look at it and they say, this won't work. This won't work. I may have to sell after 3 years. So buckets doesn't work. Well, no.
Because you did it wrong.
You did it incorrectly. Bothers me. Okay. So anyway, coming up on this program tomorrow, a couple of things we're going to have. Tuesdays are always busy on the show because we invite our insurance, Brain Trust Insurance Wizard, Guru, I don't know specialist. What you want to call him, specialist. That's better. Gene Pastula, and I don't know what Gene's going to talk about, but it's going to have something to do with insurance and some new angles that you probably haven't thought about. So he'll be on tomorrow in the first hour, if we get to it. Another topic that lends itself to strategy, and one that's important because I tell you what, this is how we work with the investing side and the strategy side. It has to do with asset location. We did not get a chance to talk about this a couple weeks ago as planned, so we're going to try to talk about this tomorrow. Asset location. And what do we mean by asset location? Well, we were just talking a little while ago. It's taxes. Taxes. If you want to try to set up the most tax-efficient portfolio that you can, it's not only a matter of how your assets are allocated between, you know, small cap, mid cap, large, international, domestic, whatever.
All those different sectors.
Yeah, there are a bunch of different sectors. But once you do that, where do you put them? Meaning, do you put them in your personal account? Do you have them in your IRA? Do you have some combination of those? And we're going to tell you why that's important. And I'm telling you, I will give you the preview. It has a lot to do with taxes. Taxes, trying to at least minimize, if you can, ultimately, the amount of taxes you pay. All right, so that's coming up tomorrow. Now, let's check out the trivia for today. This comes to us from Congressional Research Service, whatever that is, that tells us the Budget Control Act of 2011, that's 2011, set a cap of $549 billion for fiscal year 2018 defense spending. Okay, a total that the president wants to boost to $603 billion. The annual, this is where it gets you, the annual spending cap does not include, quote, war spending, which is exempt from the 2011 legislation. Well, I mean, you got to, you know, be able to
fund the wars.
Got to be able to fund it at a drop of a hat, right? I mean, you don't know what it's going to cost you.
You don't, and there are
until it's already happened.
Yeah, and you have to mobilize quick. You can't be
right.
You know,
exactly
about budgets at that point.
Well, they don't have to worry about budgets.
So that was about what he wants, a 10% increase or so.
Yeah. Well, what is that? It's $50 billion, some odd.
On 550.
$550 to $603 billion.
That's about 10%. A little just shy of 10% increase.
But, Rick, how are we going to pay for that? Where's that money going to come from, huh?
Same way we pay for everything else.
Thin air, folks. Thin air. That's the way it is. All right.
What are you, Walter Cronkite?
I just sounded like him, didn't I? That reference is almost completely lost on anybody anymore. Maybe not our audience, but just about on everybody else. Okay, let's see. We only have time, a couple of minutes here. See if I can do a quick Social Security email. On the back page here, Dory in Seattle, Washington, who says, "Hi, I just turned 63 in June. Can I file next month for spousal Social Security? I have a business and will only make $12,000 or less this year. My husband gets $3,000 a month. He's 78. I'm an entrepreneur and I've paid minimal. My benefit is about $450 at age 63.
Well, you could. I mean, at 63, you would be applying for a reduced Social Security benefit. You said yours was $450 a month.
Yeah.
So you won't get 50% of $3,000. Even if you wait till full retirement age, you're not going to get 40. Now, if you apply today, you will be applying for your own benefit first. You would receive your 450, and then you would receive an additional amount, bringing you up to the full survivor benefit, the full spousal benefit. And it probably is a good deal because your husband is 78 years of age. That $3,000 that he's receiving is locked in as your survivor benefit. Your benefit is probably not going to continue long enough to make it worthwhile waiting. And since you're 63, anytime you apply for a benefit, you will be applying for your own benefit first. So you've made a couple of statements that make you able to do this. You're going to be making $12,000 a year or less for the rest of time because you're not working and making that kind of money, which puts you under the earned income limit. You're 63, which means you were born in 1954, which means that you won't ever be able to apply for a spousal-only benefit. Your benefit is relatively small, which means your benefit will never catch up to your spouse's. Your spouse is 15 years older, so it's highly likely that you would be a surviving spouse at some point in the future, and you would lose your benefit and step up to the higher survivor benefit, which is $3,000 a month. So it does make sense for you to apply now and start receiving your benefit and the extra amount equal to the spousal mm-hmm. retirement benefit, even though it's reduced. It makes sense for you to do this.
Yeah, you'll get a nice bump up in pay. So that's good.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you for that, Dory. Listen, if you need help with the Brain Trust, you need to talk to a Brain Trust advisor off the air about your strategy. Get a strategy. Talk to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. We are out of time. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.